Don't understand it, just apply it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Don't understand it, just apply it. How effective this is for us in all areas of our life. Don't understand it, just apply it. We learn certain principles, we learn certain rules, and we try to understand these principles, we try to understand these rules, and in the process of understanding it, we do not learn it, we do not gain it, we do not have it. Now, I reiterate so many times the concept of mathematics. I tell you, don't understand mathematics, just apply it. Don't understand mathematics, just apply it. Don't understand mathematics, just apply it. My goodness sakes, it seems as though that should be the simplest thing in the world. Well, it isn't. We want to get our understanding in there. We want to know why this is so, why this is so. A little child asks his parents, why, Daddy, why, Mommy, why is this, why is that, why is the other thing? And their curiosity is just legion, and their curiosity is just fantastic, and their curiosity is just beyond approach, and it's beyond reproach, too, and it is just sometimes insufferable, and sometimes it is just so fantastic and so glorious. But when we tell a child a story, the child instantly says, this is a story, and I will listen to it, and I will learn what it has to say to me. He doesn't say that, but that's what he does. We say, I'm going to tell you a fairy tale. And they don't hear the story fairy tale, they just hear, I want to hear you tell you a story. And they love stories, as we all do. And so you tell this story to a child. You tell the child all about how wonderful it is. You tell the child all about the magical potential that it has within it. And that just doesn't go across. When you start telling a child that here is this little boy living in the woods, and he's living in the woods and he has nothing there but himself and his sister and his mother and father. And they're out in the deep, deep forest. And the trees are tall. And there's many wonderful things about the trees. And as they come home in the evening, the father says, always get home before evening when it's still light, because you want to be able to find your way. Well, what would happen if we got lost, Daddy? Well, if you got lost, you'd be in trouble. What do you mean I'd be in trouble? How would you find out where the house is? Well, Daddy, I know where our house is. I don't have to think about it. I know where it is. When I want to come to our house, I just close my eyes and I say, I know where it is, and then I go right there. And, you know, Daddy, I've been sort of away without the signpost many times, and I just closed my eyes and said, I know where it is, and I came right home. Now, son, don't give me that sort of nonsense. That's just not the way it works. But, Dad, it is the way it works. Now, little children argue with their parents, and parents don't realize how wonderfully the little children do find their way home, how wonderfully they do know, and they do listen to the magic within. If all of our teaching could be in fairy tales, if all of our teaching could be in the magic of belief, of not belief, but in the magic of showing the story and how it reveals itself, why is it that we tell these fairy tales to children? It's unfortunate that many of them are rather negative, but why is it that we tell these fairy tales to children? Because their minds are so receptive to the delight and to the magic and to the wisdom and to the excitement of a fairy tale, or most any story at all. Now, in mathematics, we say 2 times 2 is 4. Now, we're dealing with a very abstract concept. We're dealing with first the concept that there is 2. And this thing we call a number, 2, and we have these various numbers from 0 to 9 and so forth, but these things we call numbers are so really amazing. Who started them? Where did it come from? Somebody gave it a name, and so then it had it. And then the two had a name. And then other people said, well, let's see. Now, if I work two and I make it times itself, then two times two is four. Now, if I work it two and plus itself, two plus two is four. And then I work it two and minus itself, two minus two is zero. Oops, what happened there? What happened there? Where'd it go? And when I say 2 divided by itself is 1. 2 will go into 2 once. What are all these numbers? What do they all mean? What is it all about? Well, in teaching mathematics, teachers have learned that there is no way to explain what the numbers mean and how numbers work to children. And there's no way to explain it to adults even. But as children, we learn 2 times 2 is 4, 2 plus 2 is 4, 2 times 3 is 6. We learn all these simple little things. They don't mean a thing. We don't understand them. All we know is we just apply it. We just apply this, and then it is so. Now, as little children, or as a little child, if we would learn to apply all of the information we have in life to everything, wonderful things would happen. I've just noticed here in the Fortune magazine for, this month, I believe, and it tells the story here, quantum leap, brain prosthetics, telepathy, punctual flights, a futurist vision of where quantum computers will take us. And I have not read the article yet, but it just captured my eye, and I, out of the entire magazine, that's the article that I'm going to take a moment and read. And what is that article going to tell me? It's going to tell me nothing more than I already know, that our minds have the brilliance of anything we want to do when we stop trying to understand it and just apply it. Stop trying to understand it and just apply it. Why is it that miracles are happening all the time in the world? Oh, yes, they are. The miracle of life, the miracle of rebirth, the miracle of learning all about cell stem possibilities and so forth, and the miracle of respect for human life and respect for all things. Well, now, what is this respect thing that we have? The respect thing that we have is to respect that it has possibilities beyond anything we can ever imagine. It's not a matter that we don't tinker and toy with it, because we cannot tinker and toy with reality. We cannot tinker and toy with the fundamentals, like 2 times 2 is 4. We cannot tinker and toy. We can merely apply it. And now, when we learn all about stem cells, let's just apply it. Now, in every field, in every endeavor, people are going to go to the outer limits. And they're going to violate the rights and rules and the ethics of the world. But that doesn't mean that the program is wrong. That doesn't mean that the concept is going to be an evil thing. Guns are certainly an evil thing. Guns are certainly something that we should not have in our homes, in our families, in our worlds, ever, in any way. Because if we cannot come to an understanding with each other, well, guns are just merely a louder voice that says, I don't agree with you. Boom, you're dead. And now I agree with myself, and there's nobody who doesn't agree with me. Well, that's not the way it should be. We should agree with ourselves and allow others to agree with themselves, but we go our way. Now, it is true we do not want other people to trample over us and to tell us what to think and what to do and how to act. But this is what we want to learn how to control mentally. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. I live in a world of beauty and harmony and joy and peace. You see, we live in a mental world. And in this mental world, we don't understand how that mental world manifests itself. We don't understand how that mental world comes about or how it takes place. We just apply it. Good thoughts bring good responses in the world. As you are a good person, you will bring good into your world. Oh, it's true, sometimes something that seemingly is not so good happens to you, and that's because whether we like it or not, we had a bad thought, we had a negative thought, a contrary thought enter our consciousness, and we believed it, and we acted upon it. However, if we do not act upon contrary thoughts, we act only upon what it is that we choose to do. If you ever disbelieve 2 times 2 is 4, it's not going to change the principle. It's just going to get you a negative or an incorrect answer. If you ever believe that you are not divine, that you are not the creator of your world, that you are not fantastic, or you are not absolutely magnificent in every way, it's not going to change the fact that you are. It's only going to be your perception. And your perception will see that you're not, and it will see through a glass darkly. You will not see the truth about yourself. You'll only see an illusion. And we've got lots of illusions around about us. Everything is an illusion. And as we look at all these things, we say to ourselves, this is good, this is bad, this is good. No, forget the bad. Pay attention 100% to the good, and let that be the only domain that you live in. Let that be the only dimension on which you live. The dimension of good, the dimension of dynamic, wonderful beingness, the dimension of who and what you are. This is all that matters. This is all that ever should be anywhere in our consciousness, because that is who we are, and that is what we are. Don't understand it. Just apply it. Repeat these words to yourself. It sounds a little negative, but it's a concept. Don't understand it. Apply it. Don't understand mathematics. Apply it. Don't understand psychology. Apply it. Don't understand the reality that you are divine and you are wonderful and you are good. Just apply it. These are the facts of life. These are the reality of life. These are the things that we build our castle in. And as we build our castle, we will find that it will be built on a very solid foundation. The foundation of the principle itself. And when all things are structured upon principle, then all we have to do is to apply it. So learn the principles of life. Know the principles of life. Accept the principles of life. It's not a matter that you're going to make them more real. It's just a matter then you're going to apply them. Don't try to understand them. Just apply them and watch the mystics, the mystery and the magic and the wonder of life take place for you in such a glorious way that you had never dreamed possible before. Have a wonderful day, and don't understand it, just apply it, and watch how exciting and how wonderful life truly is. Have a great day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.